This is a gospel approach to mental health. My name is Stephen Painter, and I'm with James 2:18 Ministries. Our mission is to show the love of God to those who are living with a mental illness. I started this podcast in an effort to be able to combat some of the stigma that is out there regarding mental illness. I've been a teacher for a little bit over a decade, and certainly in a post-COVID world, I've seen quite an impact on the mental health, not only of students, but certainly of adults. And the one nice thing is that this next generation that's coming up will admit that there is an issue with their mental health, that there is a necessity to go seek therapy or to seek out medication. However, there is still that stigma around somebody who is going to be completely open if they have a mental illness. There's still that belief that you might be crazy or that you aren't trustworthy if you open up to, say, coworkers or people that are not close friends or family about your mental health struggles. And certainly the church has not had the best record when it comes to dealing with mental illness either. There's still those who have the belief that this is a sin issue, that if the person just prayed hard enough, then God would heal them. Or if they were more faithful, then they would be healed completely of the mental illness, and that's just not the case. So even though there is an improvement when it comes to discussing mental illness, when it comes to being there for those who are struggling with a mental illness, there's still a lot more work that needs to go forward in order for them to be able to live a full life. And so there are still those in the church that say that they are for those who have a mental illness. But as James writes in James 2:18, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. There's still that action part that is needed. And maybe you're somebody that has seen that as well. Maybe you've seen that stigma. Maybe a family member has decided to leave your life when you came out to them in hopes that they would be accepting or in hopes that they might be able to help you out when it comes to your mental illness, and they just rejected you. Or maybe that church member, that pastor, or that person that's in your small group, when you came out with a mental illness, again, looking for support, looking for guidance, they say, just pray more. Just pray about it and God will heal you. Sometimes friends leave us due to the stigma. They don't want to deal with whatever symptoms might creep up and ruin their lives. There's this idea that you're still going to be crazy, or are you going to be crazy? You're going to be crazy all the time, and I don't want to hang out with somebody that's crazy. And that's just not right. Maybe when you're at work, you don't talk to certain coworkers, or any coworkers really, about how you're doing mentally, because you fear that they're going to go to the boss and you'll lose your job. I mean, that's a very real fear. We can say that there is discrimination laws on the books in which somebody cannot be fired or let go due to their mental illness, but that's not always the case. You want and need to tell people about what you're going through, but it just seems like it keeps going bad. And one of the reasons, unfortunately, that you're dealing with human beings. So we live in a very broken world, a very sinful world, a very imperfect world, and human beings, unfortunately, can be very cruel at times. Luckily for us, the Bible talks about what happens when you try to combat people who buy into stigma. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 7, it states, whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. And unfortunately, if you're somebody that has confronted somebody that does not understand mental illness, or somebody that does not understand anything really, they're going to scoff at that because they just don't have that understanding of the impact that, say, a mental illness has on the day-to-day life of somebody who is suffering under it. And so because people don't understand something, that leads to a stigma. We try to get rid of something that we don't understand by making light of it, making jokes about it, not dealing with it, not doing the research about it. So the Bible says, though, unfortunately, that when we try to correct this scoffer, we just get abuse. I mean, that's what happens when we're dealing with sinful people who don't necessarily want to change. They don't want to improve the stigma. And so we get abuse, we get heartache, or when we try to put a muzzle on someone who furthers the stereotypes of somebody that has a mental illness, we just get injured. There can be a trigger actually for another episode of symptoms right there. And so because of that, it's very difficult to go on in this world when we have so many people that are scoffing at those that have mental illness or who don't take it seriously, who will speak out. Again, it's just a prayer issue. You're not praying enough. You're not just being more sinful. Maybe you gotta examine your life and be more sinful. And unfortunately, really, honestly, what needs to happen is something that is out of our control. So those scoffers, those people that heap abuse upon you because you have a mental illness, really what they need is a character change. And this can only be done by God. So when a scoffer knows Christ or an evil person knows Christ, they're going to be open to discussing mental illness without any sort of stereotypes because God accepts you for who you are. There is nothing that he doesn't know about your life. He understands the struggles. He understands the heartache. He understands the issues that you go through on a daily basis due to your mental illness. And so because of that, once somebody comes to Christ, when somebody knows Christ, once they have a genuine relationship and they just don't talk about it, but they actually back it up with actions, then the stereotypes will start to come down. Then the scoffing stops. So what exactly can you do today to help lessen this stigma with people? Well, the easiest one is to live on mission for Christ. Work on being more Christ-like. Be somebody that prays frequently. I know that I said one of the common things that people do when they stereotype those with a mental illness is talk about it being a prayer problem. Well, Jesus said to pray for our enemies. So pray for those who scoff. Pray for those who make fun of you because you have your mental illness. Pray for them so that they can have a change of heart. And they can come to understand that you are who you are, a beautiful child of God, and that they need to accept that. Read the Bible. One of the reasons why I'm trying to do a daily devotional is to give you that daily dose of God so that you're able to go through this day strengthened by his word. Serve with other Christians. Serve in the church. Volunteer. Be somebody that is willing to help out on Sundays. That's a great way to lessen the stigma when it comes to mental illness. As you grow as a Christian, you're going to be somebody that is also going to endure hardships. That's one of the things I've learned here as I've become a Christian is that you get a lot more hardships when you're a follower of Christ. But if you're able to endure them and you're able to go through them with the attitude of Christ, then people start to notice. People are going to be able to see that Christ is in you and that even though you have that mental illness, that's not who you are. You're a child of God. You're a follower of Christ. You're someone who is becoming more and more Christ-like, and they get inspired by that. You know, if we were to live on mission for Christ, then conversations start to happen. Friends start to return. They start to see who you are, not you as a mental illness, not you as a diagnosis, but you as a Christian. Family starts to open up. You get those invitations back to dinner. And it's nothing that you can control. It's just you living on mission for Christ and people lessening the stigma because God is working through them, through you in them. Jobs start to improve. Coworkers start to notice you. People learn that you can follow Christ and actually have a mental illness. I think there's some out there that still do not believe that that is the case. And that's extremely unfortunate. So the mission here is to continue to live as Christ lived, as Christ taught us, pray, read the Bible, serve. As you grow in your Christianity, you're going to be bringing those around who are scoffing at you, who are making fun of you, who are still furthering the stigma of mental illness. And hopefully, God will work wonders in their heart, and they'll change, and they'll come around, and they'll see that you are more than just the diagnosis that you've been given. Let me pray for you. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity you've given me to give people who are living with a mental illness hope, to bring your word of hope to them, to be able to bring your peace to them. May you be able to guide them in the difficult conversations that they might have with family members, with coworkers, with anybody that happens to be in their life who perpetuates the stigma of mental illness. Lord, may you do wonders in the hearts of those who do not understand that you love those who live with a mental illness. May you strengthen those who live with a mental illness as well. And may you keep them on track and on mission to serve you, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Once again, this is A Gospel Approach to Mental Health. My name is Stephen Painter. I'm with James 2:18 Ministries. Our mission is to show the love of God to those who are living with a mental illness. And currently, right now, this ministry is partnered with about 60 different behavioral health, inpatient behavioral health clinics across the country, and we donate Bibles to them. If you'd be interested in more information or donating to help out with that mission, you can see our website at www.james218.org. So that's www.james218.org. Thank you.